In the last couple hours, it was announced that the one-of-one Paul Skeens autographed card, autographed jersey card, which turned into the Willy Wonka's golden ticket of sports cards, had been discovered by an 11-year-old. This is funny. He's already dubbed himself a collector. An 11-year-old card collector in Los Angeles, not that far away from where Skeens grew up. This card has already basically been valued at close to $500,000. And if Skeens continues to be the marvel that he is and the great pitcher that he is and the phenom that he is, my guess is it would only go up. The Pirates made a trade offer for the person who acquired this card. Do you guys remember that from the summer?
Isn't it like season tickets for two people for like 20 years?
Donnie, do you remember that one?
Stuff, like a meet and greet. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I have it pulled up. So it is two Pirates season tickets behind home plate for the next 30 years.
I need more, and I'm not blaming you.
Is it like
you.
Lexus Club here?
That's what we got to know. What
is it called? Is it still Lexus Club? Or is it home plate club?
Home plate club.
That was my assumption.
Does home plate mean front row? Behind home plate?
Are you in the padded seats?
Shout
is
out
I
to Bob
know.
Uecker. Must be in the front row.
Does it mean section 112 or 113 where you have great seats, but you're not
know if it's the,
in the lap of luxury?
I want to know if it's the padded seats, lap of luxury. That's what my question would
a
be.
A meet and greet with Skeens.
Okay.
Two autographed Skeens jerseys. This was the funny one. A softball game for 30 people at PNC Park with coaching from Pirates alumni.
So they're going to beg John Wehner and Bob Walk to come out there and coach your pickup softball game.
What if they got Barry Bonds to show up and just yell at, you know, just give you a hard time?
Private tour of Pirate City and Lecom Park. And then the last one, which got added, a Pirates game with Livy Dunn in her suite.
I mean, the headliner there is obviously, you know, the meat here, the meat of the sandwich is the season tickets, if you're local. The rest of it is all kind of like toppings, I would think.
I don't think the Skeens autograph jerseys are toppings.
How much? Yes, you could sell one of them. You could sell both of them.
You know what I would try to bargain for? Game worn, not just a signed jersey.
Good
call. I want a game worn signed jersey.
So that the here's the thing.
But again, that's something that would be, and the way I would view that part of it, that would be Skeens trading in something or sacrificing something and not so much the Pirates.
Here's a question.
You know what I mean?
I mean, there's going to be plenty anyway. I mean, you see game-worn stuff for guys that don't play 162 games a year.
I have a question for you guys.
Or pitch 35 games a year.
Does game-worn mean if he's just sitting in the dugout watching
a
game?
No, I think it's
going to
be a game
count?
He actually pitches. A game he pitches.
Yeah.
He can't just be like, oh, yeah, he's sitting there, didn't do anything.
If I'm the owner of this card, and that stuff is still not even close to what I want.
Well, I'm not
for
saying
this.
That. I'm just saying that would be something I would say, well, that's not good enough. I want game worn.
Here's a question, a couple of questions for you guys. Two, let's assume that they're in the home plate club seats, so padded, you got people walking out,
yeah.
You know, food, all that stuff. What are two of those for one season worth? Ballpark it. Pony wanted to buy two of those seats today for a whole season. How much is he
in the home plate club? You said
81 dates, home plate club, pair of tickets, season tickets. $15,000.
I would guess it's got to be more than $10,000. Yeah,
15 to 20. Okay, so then for 30 years, you average that out. It's around $600,000. Let's ballpark it at the high end, $500,000 to $600,000. Here's my question: kid's family gets this card. Kid gets the card. Are they allowed to take what the Pirates offered there, but because they're in California, just and now all the ticketing is digital, just sell those tickets every single day?
Yeah, what would stop them?
Well, that being part of the prize almost made me feel like the Pirates, I couldn't decide if they were hoping somebody from Pittsburgh would get it or if they didn't really care either way and they figured somebody gets it across the country, they'll sell the tickets.
I still have not heard, and I'm surprised by this, no one from the Pirates has said why they want the card. Do they want it to give it to Paul?
Hey, Paul, look, you're going to have this one of one. Does he even want it? Does he even
collect
cards? Does
Paul care about the patch that he wore in that game from his jersey? Yeah. Knowing him a little bit, I don't think he would care.
I think he'd be like, whatever.
Just for reference, too, I know that Starkey has had the general from the Card Castle.
Oh, this is right in the general's wheelhouse.
He said it would be in the range of $1 million to $1.5 million.
Oh, so he said way more than the projections I've seen online.
I go back to Ron Cook's famous column, I think, written his gamer from when McGuire hit number 62, and the headline was, "Why would anybody not sell that ball?" Like, he just thinking, like, that's a money-making opportunity. I feel the same way. Forget about the season tickets. You live in California, for crying out loud. Sell the card. I'd hold on to the card. I guess you have to, what, probably put it in a safe deposit box or something. I wouldn't want to have it in the house. Somebody's going to try to rob you if they figure out, somebody's going to try to pull
that Venezuelan cartel that we've heard so much about.
I would put it in a safe deposit box at a bank. And then I would just hope that Skeens has the kind of next couple of years that people think he'll have.
Thomas Tall is a massive collector.
What could you get out of Tall tomorrow?
If he called you and said, "I want this card for my personal collection, I'll give you $1 million tonight," would you take it?
No.
No?
I think you could get two or three in a couple of years. What if he wins two Cy Young Awards in the interim?
What if he blows his arm out?
You feel like Skeens is imminent to do that?
No.
He hasn't been a pitcher that long.
I think I want $1 million in hand, Donnie.
Speaking of which, for a bird in the hand, two in the bush, how did you handle last night's title game with that big old Notre Dame future bet?
Oh, I hedged it. I made my $4,000 profit.
And you felt good about, like, you asked for our advice. We strongly advised you to
hedge. I didn't
feel
great about it when there was a 10-minute touchdown drive by Notre Dame right out of the box. Actually, that's not true.
You would have made more money that way.
No, it would evened out.
Oh, you had it completely evened out.
Yeah, I would have lost no money. I would have won no money had Notre Dame won the game.
Oh, yeah, because you would have had to probably lay down a healthy amount on Ohio State money line to get to there.
This was a Bucko Minute.